Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and we are very glad you joined us here today. Today's topic is holiday, and the title of today's lesson is Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Anna, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, I did, Peter. I ate so much food, especially pumpkin pie. Hi, everyone. I'm Anna, and I'm happy to be here with you.
Ooh, pumpkin pie. That sounds pretty good. I might have some a little later. But first, we need to practice our reading. Here's Anna to help us.
At Thanksgiving, Alex ate turkey and sweet potatoes. He also ate stuffing and pumpkin pie. Rob will eat another Thanksgiving dinner tonight, but he will do something active first. Alex talks about Mid-Autumn Festival. He eats lots of good food then, too. He doesn't eat turkey. That's not popular. His family barbecues meat outside.
Well, today we are continuing our lesson about Thanksgiving. And it's mostly about family, but it's also about this very big meal, usually lunch or dinner. Everyone in the family comes together. Aunts, uncles, cousins, grandparents, everyone is there.
That's right, and it's a lot of food. My whole table is full of food at Thanksgiving time. Well, friends, it's time to go to Christina and learn today's keywords. You can follow along right now.
在感恩节的时候 ,Alex 吃了火鸡肉和 sweet potato。我们知道 potato 是马铃薯,但是 sweet potato 就是地瓜番薯了。He ate turkey and sweet potatoes. 除此之外他还吃了南瓜派和塞在火鸡里面的馅料。这个填充在火鸡里面的食物叫做 stuffing. He also ate stuffing and pumpkin pie.Rob 在感恩节中午吃了大餐之后晚上还有一顿大餐所以 Susie 建议他晚餐之前动一动不然晚上会吃不下 Susie 说 Do something active this afternoon 形容词 active 是活动的活跃的 Alex 说在台湾的人多半不会过感恩节但是会过中秋节火鸡也不是很普遍的食物形容词 popular就是普遍常见的 Turkey isn't a popular food there 中秋节的时候常会在户外烤肉肉就是 meat We barbecue meat outside
Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving, Alex?
Yes, I did The turkey was really goodI like the sweet potatoes, too.
Did you eat any stuffing? I love that.
Yes, I also really like the pumpkin pie.
Everything was very good, but I ate too much.
Well, we only celebrate Thanksgiving once a year. Maybe that's a good thing.
I agree.
In yesterday's lesson, Susie talked to a lot of people. She was interviewing them about a question. What are you thankful for?
That's right. And now today in Conversation A, we talk to Alex and Taylor. Taylor asks Alex if he enjoyed his Thanksgiving.
That's a great question to ask after Thanksgiving. And Alex really enjoyed his day.He and Taylor talk about all the food they like to eat on Thanksgiving.
Well, the main food at Thanksgiving, the most important one, is the turkey. But there is a lot of other food on this holiday, too.
Yes, you are right. You have to have a turkey. But people make vegetables and things like potatoes, sweet potatoes, bread, and something special called stuffing.
Oh, I love stuffing. This is a very special dish, and most people eat it only on Thanksgiving. It's kind of made from bread.
That's right, and you cook it with the turkey in the oven. When I was a kid, it was not my favorite, but now I like to eat it.
Yes, it's good to eat the stuffing and the turkey together. I love stuffing, too. It's a very popular dish on this holiday, but we don't eat it for the rest of the year. Peter, what's your favorite kind of Thanksgiving food?
Well, my aunt makes some of the best rolls. Now, a roll is just a kind of bread, and it is delicious.
My favorite Thanksgiving food is pie. Oh, my mom makes so many pies at Thanksgiving. She makes pumpkin pie, and apple pie, cherry pie, and pecan pie.
Whoa, I forgot about pecan pie. That is my favorite. Oh, there is so much food on Thanksgiving. I think I ate too much yesterday.
I did too, but that's a good thing, Peter, because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I ate too much.
I ate too much. 我吃太多了。
I love Thanksgiving.
Me too, but I ate too much.
Did you eat turkey and stuffing?
Yes, I ate too much.
Did you eat sweet potatoes?
Yes, I ate too much.
Did you eat pumpkin pie?
Yes, I ate too much. What did you do for Thanksgiving?
I ate too much, too!
I ate too much.
I ate too much. 我吃太多了。
Anna, I ate too much, but I'm still eating.
Me too. I still have a whole pie to eat.
Anna, that's a huge pie. Maybe we can eat it. Friends, let's go to conversation B.
What are you doing later, Rob?
Some friends invited me to their house tonight. I'll eat Thanksgiving dinner again.
Do something active this afternoon, or you won't be hungry.
I know. Maybe I'll take a long walk.
Good idea. What are you thankful for? You can think about that.
I will. I have a lot to be thankful for.
In conversation B, we talk to Susie and Rob. They are talking about what Rob is going to do later this evening.
That's right. And Susie's first question in the conversation is, so what will he be doing tonight? He's going to eat another Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, some friends invited him to their house. When someone invites you over, they ask you to come over to their house.
So Rob will eat Thanksgiving again. Wow, that's a lot of Thanksgiving food. He ate a Thanksgiving meal last night, but now he's going to eat another one.
That's right. That means it's the same kind of food again. So, what can Rob do to make sure he's hungry for this big dinner?
Well, Susie gives him some advice. He should do something active in the afternoon. That will make him hungry. So, what does it mean to do something active or be active?
If you're active, that means you move around a lot. Playing sports is a way to stay active. Peter, do you like to be active?
Sure, that's very important. I always try to do something active before or after dinner. How about you, Anna?
Yes, I go running very often. I like to stay active. Friends, it's really important, and it can help you stay healthy.
And if you're really active, you're probably going to get hungry often. So hopefully Rob will be able to be hungry for this wonderful Thanksgiving meal again.
Right. Rob says he can go on a walk. And while he's walking, he can think about what he's thankful for. He has a lot to be thankful for.
You're right. We all have a lot to be thankful for. But right now, let's talk to Christina about this phrase.
Rob 说他有很多可以感谢的。I have a lot to be thankful for. 我们来看看这个句子。首先 ,a lot 是名词片语表示很多。这个句子简单一点来看的话你可以说 I have a lot to do. 我有很多事要做。I have a lot to eat. 我有很多东西吃。I have a lot to read. 我有很多东西要读。所以 a lot 后面接的是一个不定词片语。所以 Rob 说 I have a lot to be thankful for. 后面的 to be thankful for 跟 to eat, to do, to read 一样是不定词片语。这样子看这个句子就容易多了。
Thank you, Christina. Well, friends, what are you thankful for? You can think about that during our break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back from the break. Did you do something active, or did you have another Thanksgiving meal?
Or maybe you just thought about what you're thankful for. Maybe you thought of a lot of things to be thankful for.
Yeah, that's a very good question. Remember to be thankful for your friends, your family, and learning English.
That's right. Well, here's Conversation C. Let's see what happens at the end of our story today. Do Chinese people celebrate Thanksgiving?
No, but we have a holiday called Mid-Autumn Festival. Everyone goes home for that festival, and families share a big meal.
Do you eat turkey?
No, turkey isn't a popular food in Asia. We barbecue meat outside and eat other delicious foods.
And you eat a lot.
Of course, we only celebrate the holiday once a year.
So, in our last conversation today, Abby and Alex are talking. We've learned a lot about Thanksgiving so far.
And you know it's an important holiday in America. It's all about being thankful. You eat a lot of food, you spend time with family and friends. It's a wonderful time.
Well, here's a question. Do Chinese people celebrate Thanksgiving? Let's find out about that. The answer is no.
That's right. Chinese people usually don't celebrate Thanksgiving. It's a holiday that's mostly in America. But there is a holiday called Mid-Autumn Festival. And Christina's here to help us with that.
Alex 说我们有一个节日叫做中秋节。We have a holiday called Mid-Autumn Festival. 你在称呼某样东西或是人的时候可以用动词 call. 比如 we call the dog Spotty. 我们叫那只狗 Spotty. 所以我们再来看看 Alex 说的这句话。你留意一下这个句子是怎么用 call 这个字。We have a holiday called Mid-Autumn Festival.我们有一个节日叫做中秋节。句子后半的 called Mid-Autumn Festival, 它在文法上叫做过去分词片语。它用来修饰前面的 holiday。我们来看例句会更清楚。I met a lady called Mary Jones. 或者 We went to a restaurant called Seafood Palace.
Thank you, Christina. So that's around the same time as Thanksgiving. That's an important holiday for Chinese people. Everyone goes home for that festival, or it's a holiday, right?
Yeah, it is. And families spend time together and share a big meal. So it's a little like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, food is really important for both these holidays. Friends, do you celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival? What does your family do? What do your friends do?
Ooh, that's a fun way to practice your English. Ask your friends this question. I think a lot of people barbecue outside, right?
Yeah, most of my Chinese friends have a meal with their family, but then they have a second meal. They barbecue with their friends.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I want to have two Thanksgivings, one with family and one with friends.
Now you're talking. I like this idea, and I think Rob has the same idea. He already had two Thanksgivings. Why not have three Thanksgivings?
Wow, this is getting better and better. Well, someone asks Alex, do you eat turkey? But the answer is no. Turkey isn't a popular food in Asia. If something is not popular, that means that not a lot of people like it.
Yeah, well, you know what is popular? Reviewing our keywords. Let's review them together, friends.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Sweet potato. Sweet potato. These sweet potatoes are delicious.
Stuffing. Stuffing. Put the stuffing in the turkey.
Active. Active. Table tennis is an active sport.
Popular. Popular. This music is really popular now.
Meat. Meat. Tim likes meat better than vegetables. Great job, friends. Can you practice those at home with a friend or a family member? And now, let's watch our conversations one more time.
Did you enjoy your Thanksgiving, Alex?
Yes, I did. The turkey was really good. I liked the sweet potatoes, too.
Did you eat any stuffing? I love that.
Yes, I also really liked the pumpkin pie.
Everything was very good, but I ate too much.
Well, we only celebrate Thanksgiving once a year. Maybe that's a good thing.
I agree.
What are you doing later, Rob?
Some friends invited me to their house tonight. I'll eat Thanksgiving dinner again.
Do something active this afternoon, or you won't be hungry.
I know. Maybe I'll take a long walk.
Good idea. What are you thankful for? You can think about that.
I will. I have a lot to be thankful for.
Do Chinese people celebrate Thanksgiving?
No, but we have a holiday called Mid-Autumn Festival. Everyone goes home for that festival, and families share a big meal.
Do you eat turkey?
No, turkey isn't a popular food in Asia. We barbecue meat outside and eat other delicious foods.
And you eat a lot.
Of course, we only celebrate the holiday once a year.
Oh.
I ate too much, too.
Oh, what did you eat, Monkey Man?
Oh, I ate sweet potatoes.
Me, too. With bananas.
And I had turkey.
Me, too. With bananas.
And I had salad.
Me, too. With bananas.
Oh, and for dessert? I had pumpkin pie.
Me too! And bananas!
Oh, I ate too much.
Yeah, I can't eat another bite.
Me either.
Hey, look! Somebody left the pumpkin pie!
Hey, let's eat it!
Yeah, with bananas!
Yeah, right now!
I'm so hungry!
Me too!
Yeah!
Oh boy.
Excuse me, where's the copy machine?
It's over there. Are you new here?
Yes.
I am too. It's my second day. I'm Charles.
I'm Nandy. What's that sound?
Oh, that's the lunch bell. It's time for lunch.
Oh no, I forgot to bring a lunch today.
That's okay. There are many restaurants around here. Everyone goes out to eat for lunch. Do you want to go with...
Did somebody say a super sentence?
I don't know. I said there are many restaurants around here. Everyone goes out for lunch.
That's it! I am Super Sentence Man, and I am happy to tell you that is today's super sentence. Everyone goes somewhere for something.
I guess I did say a super sentence.
Yes, you did, my man. And saying super sentences is fun. So, can you use this sentence in another way?
Sure. Everyone goes home for New Year's holiday.
Everyone goes home for New Year's holiday. Great! What about you, Mandy? Do you have a sentence for me?
Sure. Everyone goes to the hospital for medicine.
Everyone goes to the hospital for medicine. Super! I think you've got it. And somebody else needs my help. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Everyone goes out to eat for lunch. Do you want to join me?
Sure, but I need to make some copies first.
Okay,
follow me.
Thank you for joining us, and we really hope you enjoyed learning about Thanksgiving. It is a very valuable time for us to spend time together and enjoy a great meal.
Yeah, and holidays are important to our lives. They're special times to spend with your family and friends. So, friends, what is your favorite holiday?
Yeah, make sure to think about that and be thankful for that time with your friends and family. Well, that's all the time we have for today, so we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!